Hiya, folks. This is Rick Emmett of Triumph.
This is Mark Merrill, also known as Johnny B. Bad.
Yo, guys. It's Mark McKay.
Hey, this is Frank Fletcher.
Hola, amigos. This is Billy Sheehan.
Hey, guys. This is John Karabi.
Hey, guys. It's Leva Leone.
What's up, guys? Cassandra Carson here from Paralandra and The Life Project.
What's up, everybody? It's Logan from All the Pretty Things.
Hey, this is Cody Hall.
Hey, this is Sammy Lee, drummer of the band Red Rain.
My name's Reggie, and you are listening to the Weekly Pour podcast. Thanks so much for joining the most amazing twosome out there.
The most amazing things that can happen to a human being will happen to you if you lower your expectations. Welcome to the Weekly Pour podcast. Here are your hosts, TBT and Ace.
Greetings. Salutations, all that fun stuff. It's almost like I'm starting off last week's this week. Welcome. I am TBT. That guy over there is Ace, if you're watching. This is a Weekly Pour podcast, episode 90. We are 10 away from episode 100. After 100, we go backwards. So why not? Wow, I seem tall. I think it's because of your hat. Welcome to the hat again.
Hey, well, I showed you how it looked a little patchy.
Well, that's hair.
It was patchy because of the way I was trying to do some sort of coverage, and it just wasn't working. So, hat it is.
Okay. Welcome to whoever's in the chat. Natalie, of course, is there first thing, as the moderator should be. If you guys screw up, she will kick you out. Natalie's in there. Sandra's in there. I don't know who else is, but if you're watching, if you're paying attention, jump in the chat, say hi, be sure to hit that thumbs up, just like I did, because, you know, we got to like our own stuff. Dude.
First, can you hear me?
What?
Can you hear me?
Are you talking?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, yeah, I can hear you. Dude, it's raining cats and dogs outside.
Is it?
It is pouring over here on the west side.
Yeah, we not yet here.
Holy crap. Like, I sent my dog out. He can't move because he is just covered in rain, and it's weighed him down. Looks like a big pile of snow out there. I don't know. Yeah, freaking raining like crazy. It was nice day today.
Yeah, I mowed my entire backyard, the back 40, today.
You mowed last week when we talked.
Yes, but that was just the front 40.
Oh, okay. All right.
Here's the problem. I got excited because I had sent off my riding lawnmower, my trusty old Cub Cadet, to a gentleman locally to work on it.
Right.
And he had run into some issues with a fuel pump. And the fuel pump was not pumping fuel properly. So he calls me and he tells me that he has put on an electric fuel pump. Apparently mine had an old Wangenstein fuel pump that used levers and arms and pulleys to get the fuel into the tank, from the tank to the engine kind of thing.
You had to crank.
Yeah. And those arms, there were arms, he said, and they're worn out.
Oh.
So instead of just replacing that whole unit, bypass it and put this new piece on. He shows up, he drops it off. He shows up yesterday. He drives it around my yard, my front yard, and mows with it. In a big strip. So I got this big racetrack strip in my front yard. And it looks great. It runs great. He drove it for a couple of minutes. So today I woke up excited because I could mow without having to push my backyard, which is very high because I've waited all this time for this mower.
Right.
And it drove a minute, die. I would restart it. It would run, engage the blades, drive a minute, it would die. So I let my repairman know. He advised he would come and pick it up at his earliest convenience, and I proceeded to push mow the backyard, which took forever.
Has he picked it up?
No.
Oh.
No, but he will. He's a good guy.
Okay. Well, I mean, okay. So you had to push it. That sucks.
Yeah, it does. It's good for exercise, but I am worn out.
Sure.
I came inside. The wife came home from work. We had lunch. I finished up outside. I sat down and out like a light.
Wore out.
For an hour. An hour.
Wow. That's actually kind of the life. That'd be the life I would like. Go out, do things for a little while, come back in, take a nap, go do more.
Yeah, retirement's not, it's hard. Retirement's hard.
Yeah. I am going to mow tomorrow.
No, you're not.
Huh?
It's raining. You said it was
raining. No, it won't rain tomorrow.
It'll be so soaked.
No. As much wind as we've had, it'll be dry.
No.
Well, I don't have a choice. I either have to do it tomorrow or I have to do it on Thursday.
That sounds like a choice.
It is. But it's a choice of one or the other. It was kind of like wearing pants for this podcast. It was I do or I don't.
I don't want to know.
Oh, okay. I won't tell you that I didn't.
Okay.
I won't say it. Won't say a word. Excuse me, Natalie.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
We're bantering about our day. And
I'm bringing this up. I'm posting this right in the daggone middle. Boom.
What would you have to discuss?
Yeah.
What should we banter about?
A couple papaws just talking about the weather. Ha ha. Yeah, I won't even bring up the fact that you don't know how to spell the. That's farther back if you look.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm not even going to even say. Even Shannon laughed at that. That's rude. That hurts my heart. What else are we supposed to talk about? You know, we got to banter about something before we get into the good stuff.
I mean, we could rant about your floor, your dogs. We already did that.
Yeah.
I don't know. What has angered you this week? What has triggered you?
Me or her?
You. We got to find something interesting.
I've not been triggered this week.
Oh, are you on vacation?
No, that's next week.
Yes, you're going on a cruise.
Which is why I have to mow either tomorrow or Thursday.
So this is the 15th cruise you've taken.
Correct, fifth. Yes.
Yeah. So where is this one to?
What if I didn't know?
How many chains of Caribbean islands are there that you can go to?
A lot, but it's not all chains of islands. Sometimes it's other countries.
Well, those are other countries, right?
Well, no. I mean, the Virgin Islands, if you go to the U.S. Virgin Islands, they're U.S. Virgin Islands. They're territories like Puerto Rico, Guam.
Right.
But I'm not going there.
But how do you know? You said you don't know. Where are you going?
Well, I said, what if I don't know? I mean, I do know.
So
now, are you now, in
a drunken haze?
Friday morning, I won't know.
Yeah, you're in such a drunken haze.
Maybe.
That the boat leaves dock.
Yes.
And you're on the ocean headed to nowhere, and you don't care, and you don't know where.
I do know where. I do. Cozumel, which is Cozumel is in a country called Mexico.
Okay, I thought Cozumel was the angry guy on Smurfs that always tried to get after them.
That's Azrael.
Or Gargamel.
Gargamel. Azrael was the cat.
That was the cat.
So, see, we've done figured it out. How about that, Natalie? Now we talk about Smurfs.
Talking about the Smurfs.
Yeah. Costa Maya, which is also in El Mexico. And Roatan.
Roatan?
Yeah.
Isn't that where several hundred years ago settlers disappeared from?
Yes.
And never to return?
I may not come back. I may seek asylum.
That would be by choice.
Well, yeah, it would. I might seek asylum and just go. But yeah, that's where we're going. Seven fun-filled days of sunshine, refreshing adult beverages, and extracurricular activities.
Yeah, Mexico's great until you run out of money.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. And then eventually you've got to come out of the resort or they kick you out into the DMV.
But I don't have to do that. The resort is the ship.
Right. But they're going to kick you off if you run out of money or something.
Oh, no. I already paid for everything. And they're not going to kick me off.
You think. You're seeking asylum.
That's in Roatan. I'll have money by then. Prostitution is legal in Mexico.
Is it really?
Yeah.
They got to drive that economy somehow.
Whatever. I'm down to show them my chimichanga.
I don't think, I don't know how many pesos you would get for your chimichanga, but.
Here's my quesadilla.
Back to you not wearing pants again.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm practicing for the cruise. Full circle. Full circle.
Now, are you going with just the wife or a group?
Oh, no, a group. Yeah, I've learned my lesson just going with the wife. So we're going in a group. Eight of us, I think, total. Eight.
Holy heck. Yeah. That's a lot of people to lose.
Yeah. There'll be 5,000 people on there, so I'm sure at some point I will lose them. I lost the wife last time. She ended up in Narnia. She goes into the bathroom in one door. I'm waiting, being the gentleman that I can be, waiting for her. And she exits the bathroom from another door in the bathroom. No idea. No clue where she was. Had to send a friend who was in our group last time. Hey, could you go check on her? She walks in. She walks out a couple minutes later, and she has this look on her face. And I'm like, where in the F is my wife? And she goes, I have no idea. I have no clue. And I'm like, how can you get lost in the bathroom? You can't fall overboard.
So this was not intentional. She thought she went out the correct door.
Sure.
But she went in through the outdoor into Narnia.
I am taking bread this time.
Me?
Oh, no, I'm taking bread.
Oh, bread.
Yeah. So that she can leave a trail to know which door to come out of.
She only needs the crumbs.
Exactly. She'll throw the slice down and be like, I thought it was one slice. I don't know. And I'll blame the beverages and all that. So, yeah. Hopefully, I come back and she's not in Narnia. We know where this door is to this bathroom, so we're going to go find it sober that we know where to go.
You know, and Kathy just joined in and sees the logo that you posted that I see now.
Yeah. Hi, Kathy. Welcome. Thanks for joining. Glad you got home. And yes, you do.
Make sure.
Yes.
When you bring the bread, don't go above on deck with the bread.
No.
Because you know what will happen.
Yeah, I'll get attacked by GU-11s.
Yeah, a flock of seagulls.
That's what I said. Yeah. I'll run. I will run.
Far away.
So far away.
I mean, you'll have to, because they'll drive you overboard.
Right?
We took a trip to Myrtle Beach 100 years ago, the wife and I,
to visit
her grandparents. And we made that mistake. I did. I think I was set up. And yeah, I fed seagulls. I thought that was going to be nice. I fed them bread. And no, I wasn't feeding them bread. I'm throwing bread at them to defend myself as I'm running away from them. They're vicious.
They are. And I like to do it on the ship from the balcony.
Don't do that.
Well, it gets them all like fed up and everything, and you throw the bread, and then it poops on other people. It is fun. I thought it was. The only thing I will not do is give them Alka-Seltzer.
What? Why?
Alka-Seltzer does not set well with their stomachs.
How do you know this?
I was a child once. I was a kid. I lived in Florida. I've done it.
How do you get a seagull to take Alka-Seltzer?
Oh, you throw it in the air, man. They'll take anything. You can throw a cigarette butt off that you pick up from the beach. Throw it up in the air. Boom, there it is. They ate it. Spit it back out because they're like, that's not bread or Fritos. They love Fritos.
So this wasn't an elaborate experiment where you fizz up the Alka-Seltzer for them to drink or
nope, just force a it down tablet. The throat.
You just have to throw it in the air.
Yep, throw a tablet up in the air. Plop, plop, fizz, fizz, pop.
do I want to know what happens to a seagull when it eats Alka-Seltzer?
No, because I'm not going to get us banned by PETA. Just Google it. GTS it.
Yeah, so it's out there. Other people besides you have done this.
I guarantee it. I mean, it was fun back in the day until everybody got soft.
Yeah, yeah, everyone got all excited about it and up in arms.
Right? Exactly. Good grief. So you've mowed. I haven't. It's you ask what I'm angry about. Nothing. Like, it's been a weird week. I mean, it's only Tuesday, but I've not been angry.
Good.
Yeah. I had random people showing up at work today, and I'm thinking, somebody's going to make me angry. Nobody did. Almost disappointed, but not quite. Sometimes it's fun to get a little angry.
You know, I think it's good that people don't disappoint you. I think that might be worse.
I'm debating. I'm still on the fence. I think part of it was because I was excited about one of the things that we're going to talk about. You know, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Right.
We knew about the nominees. Well, we know who's going in now. And made me happy. I was excited.
You know, it's a better class than we have ever, I think, ever gotten. You know?
Collectively, yes.
Yeah, collectively. Overall.
Yeah.
You can go ahead and get into it if you want to, unless you got other things to complain about.
Well, I mean, I do, but, you know, we'll come back to complain about something. So the other night, as we mentioned last week, American Idol, they were going to finally announce the class of 2024 for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. This year's inductees were announced by Ryan Seacrest, and
he is still there. Amazing.
Would you say he's got great hair?
Yeah, he does, but he's still there. Ryan Seacrest. Oh,
still there. Yeah, I thought you said great hair. Whatever, it rhymes. Him and Lionel Richie did it. They announced the... We'll just get right into it. The inductees for 2024 are Mary J. Blige. I've never heard of these people. Dave Matthews Band.
Never heard of them.
Never heard of them. Kool and the Gang, A Tribe Called Quest, Cher, which I know you're going to touch on in a minute, Foreigner, Peter Frampton, and the man, the myth, the legend, as a solo artist, Ozzy freaking Osbourne.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I don't know if I said Kool and the Gang, but they're in there too.
You did.
But how awesome is that class? Now, four of the eight inductees were on the ballot for the first time, including Cher, Foreigner, Kool and the Gang, and Peter Frampton. And one thing that we were talking about before we went on the air was the fact that, like, Peter Frampton has been eligible for, I want to say it was nearly 30 years.
It might be more than that.
Eligible, but this is the first time he's made it onto the ballot. How effed up is that when you can't put him on there, but you can someone like Mariah Carey or, you know, some of the others that didn't get it, Sinead O'Connor?
Peter Frampton's first solo record came out in 1972.
Right.
Right. So that, is it 10 years? After the debut record, you're eligible?
Yeah, I think so.
I think it's 10 years, so think about that. 1982, if that's the case, 82, he's been eligible.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I mean, of course, in 82, there was no Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but...
Right.
That's all.
No, it is not 10 years, dear sir. It is 25.
25 years, okay. Yeah. So add 25 years from 1972.
Artists become eligible for induction 25 years after the release of their first record. Criteria include the influence and significance of the artist's contributions to the development and perpetuation of rock and roll. This is Peter freaking Frampton.
He's one of the guys that, if anything, he did two things. He brought back the significance of the live recording.
Yeah.
With Frampton Comes Alive. That record Absolutely. Was enormous. I think that record came out and pretty much opened the floodgates for live records in the 70s. I know it came out before Kiss Alive.
1976 is when Frampton Comes Alive came out.
Okay, when did Kiss Alive come out?
I don't know.
Well, look it up.
I am. You got to fill the void.
So what I'm saying is, I think he opened the floodgates for a bunch of live records.
75.
Okay, so maybe I've got this backwards then. Because Kiss Alive was a huge, huge, significant live record.
Right.
So let's say that one and Frampton Comes Alive were significant in, perpetuating this whole live record movement that we got.
So see, I'm not the only one that has trouble with that word.
I was going to say something else and it stuck in my head. So then that's one thing. But then the talk box.
Yes.
The talk box to his guitar that he used on that live record and, in his recordings, that became significant. And people started using that more and more and more prominently. If you remember, is it Living on a Prayer?
Mm-hmm.
Where Richie Sambora uses the same thing with the little straw right next to the microphone. And basically you're mouthing the melody of the guitar riff with the rhythm that you're playing.
Yeah.
And give
it into the PVC tube.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's two things, and those launched him into, the stratosphere as far as fame went. Not even the fact that he played for guitar for Humble Pie.
Well, and figured, 10 years ago, 11 years ago, he performed with Frampton's Guitar Circus. And that tour had B.B. King, Don Felder, Rick Derringer, Vinnie Moore, Kenny Wayne Shepherd. I mean, a whole bunch of people. I mean, and this wasn't the Guitar Circus. This was Frampton's Guitar Circus. Just to show that influence there. And why... still in 2024 is he just now getting in?
Right. And we say that about a lot of people, but sometimes it just shocks you.
Yep.
At how long it takes for someone to get in there who's been so influential. There's numerous guitar players that would list Frampton as an influence to them. And for him to take this long, bit of a crime, but at least he's there.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure I was reading something a couple days ago that he was humbled and, stoked that he was in it, which I'm glad. I'm sure he is, he's not somebody like Cher.
Yeah, I was looking for Cher's reaction for this year, but all I could find is her talking about this on the Kelly Clarkson show last year, which let me see if this is right. Well, this came out just 8 hours ago. Okay, this is months before she was nominated. She said, I wouldn't be in it now if they gave me $1 million, is what she's saying about being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That was not that long ago.
No.
Now they've inducted her, and I'm trying to find a response, but I can't find a response.
Yeah, some kind of reaction or something. I don't really need that $1 million, but thanks.
Yeah, so this whole thing came up in conversation with Clarkson on the show, and apparently she's ticking off all the hits Cher has had over the years. And Cher responds, I'm not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And basically it was why, like we do when we hear certain people that aren't in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Right.
And the response is, are you serious that you're not in it? And she says, I wouldn't be in it if you gave me $1 million, right now. If they offered me money, wouldn't do it. So I don't know what she thinks now. I'd like to find that. But I'm sure, I don't know that she would soften her comments too much, would she?
Yeah, I think so. I think she will. I think it'll be, you know, oh, you know, they called me and they think that I should do it. So, you know, it's for the fans and you know,
yes.
if it wasn't for them, you know, blah, 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 that normal thing. So, yeah, I think I absolutely think she will. We could be wrong.
I think Kiss had a similar response every time they were asked about it. Mainly, they probably got sick of being asked about it.
Sure.
Yeah, but when they finally got inducted, it was a softening of, you know, finally we're in, you know, that kind of thing. We're glad to be in. And, you know, I think people's attitude changes when they finally get that phone call.
Of course. It has to.
I think, and if it doesn't, I'm sure it will, but by the time October 19th rolls around, when the ceremony is.
Yeah.
I wonder if she'll perform. Do we know who's all performing?
I don't know if they've got that figured out yet. I've looked in a couple places, but no. I'm not.
I will tell you, Mary J. Blige could probably definitely perform. She's not even that. She's our age.
Yeah.
So she's still more than capable. Speaking of reactions, Foreigner, they've been very accommodating and appreciative.
Yeah.
About finally getting in. And if they don't perform with Lou Gramm, that would be a sin to your fans, wouldn't it?
Yep.
Especially the fact that Lou has been killing it as a solo artist lately.
Yeah, I think they've got to.
I think
they've
so.
I think
you could probably stack this, the performances with this group.
Oh, sure.
Because Dave Matthews, they're still touring.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know about
Wait,
you.
Who?
Incredibly slow.
I'm obviously super thrilled about Ozzy. This is
his
second induction.
Right.
He's a second time inductee as Black Sabbath was voted in back in 2006. So almost 20 years later, he's in again, this time as a solo artist. And here we are again. Why did it take so long?
Right. Why did it take so long? Because you could argue that his solo career is much more well known than his career in Black Sabbath.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, and nothing to overshadow Black Sabbath's influence on basically inventing heavy metal, or you know, the fact that they have survived several iterations of that band over the years.
Right.
And toured with him, you know, really, well, it's been a few years. What, 2013? They did that final tour with him, with Ozzy. And so that did well, and they always do well. But Ozzy's career much more supersedes Black Sabbath. So why would it take so long? Maybe they didn't want to put the cart before the horse kind of thing.
Maybe.
You know, but I bet you they will have to, I bet wild horses couldn't stop Ozzy from propping himself up and finding a way to perform like he did at the football halftime show a few years ago for the Rams. Was it the Rams that we talked about?
Absolutely.
I don't think you could stop him. No. I don't. Unless his condition has worsened with the Parkinson's disease, that he can't make the trip.
Possibility.
But let's say he makes the trip, you know, and they say, you know, Ozzy, you want to perform a couple songs. I don't think you could stop him. I don't think.
Well, let's say he doesn't make the trip, but still performs in England, you know, live via satellite.
Right, right. You don't have to make trips these days.
Yep. Speaking of Ozzy, it was, according to him, on his second nomination or second induction, he says, "It feels big. I'm more than honored. With every new music venture, there's always a certain amount of surprise that comes when you see the fans embrace it, because no one wants to make a record and have it flop. I feel like I was invited to a party in 1980, and it hasn't stopped. Not bad for a guy who was fired from his last band." In 1999, Black Sabbath was nominated, and if you recall, Ozzy said, just take our name off the list, save the link, forget about it. His belief was that the nomination's meaningless, especially because it's not voted on by the fans. Mm-hmm. And this time, the fans do have a vote, but it's not the fans that put them in. They get much more of a vote, and I think there were over 4 million votes cast this time.
If I'm mistaken, I think the actual order for the fan vote was Dave Matthews,
mm-hmm.
Ozzy, and Frampton.
Right.
I think that was the order, because Frampton talked about how he was impressed that, you know, people voted him in that way through the fan vote.
And it's not surprising, because Dave Matthews is still, still kind of in. Ozzy has kind of teetered off. Frampton, I mean, he's got a lot of fans, but, those fans are moving on. And I don't know. I think it's a good vote. I totally agree with it. Great rock class, if you will. I give Mary J some rock props too. I mean, she's belted out some good ones.
That's not even all of it.
No.
Jimmy Buffett's getting a Musical Influence Award. The MC5, which is long overdue, because they were on the ballot a couple of years ago and didn't get in. Dionne Warwick and Norman Whitfield are all getting this Musical Excellence Award. And then there was something else with the Blues Breakers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see it here, but John Mayhall and the Blues Breakers were getting an Influence Award. John Mayhall, excuse me. And if you know anything about that that group, that was a blues group in England, you know, in the 60s, that had just a huge influence on all of the rock bands that came out overseas later, like Zeppelin, you know, The Who and things like that.
Exactly.
The Yardbirds were a big influence along with these guys.
I was trying to read. I was reading something earlier and it caught my attention. I should have wrote it down, but I didn't. So it doesn't matter anymore. So never mind. But of course, as always, there's always the list of rock and, you know, metal acts that deserve to be in it that still aren't there.
Yeah.
And
that always comes up.
Yeah. There is always those that we don't realize they're eligible, but they are. I'm still waiting for Motorhead. That's still, I think, number one on my list right now.
Wow.
Especially with the, you know, with the influence that Lemmy's had on everybody, including Metallica. Gosh, I don't know how many, you know, current bands that are influenced by Motorhead, but yet they're not in. What are we waiting on?
You know, and the push for that becomes more and more prominent each year, because that he passed, you know, since
right.
He passed. And I hear his name come up all the time for this Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, for the reasons you just said, mainly the influence.
Yeah, it same goes for me. It's the same thing goes for Maiden. Maiden's not in. Two hugely influential bands, you know. I mean, we could go on and on. There's a ton of Ronnie James Dio, you know.
Well, you want to talk about an influence and a guy that's never not been on top, you know, with his own band, Dio, with Rainbow. You know, I mean, he put Rainbow on the map. He brought Sabbath back from the brink of death. With Heaven and Hell and Mob Rules, you know, I mean, and then his own band Elf, you know, years and years ago. Here's one, I never even thought about, and I'm a big, big fan, Bryan Adams.
Oh, I know.
2005, he's been eligible since 2005. And, I mean, you couldn't get away from Bryan Adams in the 80s. You know, I mean, you just couldn't.
Yeah. And a lot of people are still talking about him today because some of, I've got to give mad props to TikTok. You know, because TikTok is using so much different, you know, so many different songs and bringing things back that, you know, can make cute little, you know, quick tidbits of things and people are using them. Well, Bryan Adams is one of those that's starting to come out and be used. So, yeah, maybe it'll pick up. Maybe this new generation and the way that we're be able to utilize music and different things, maybe it's going to help different bands like that. You know, well, the ones that we don't have in that we need in so bad.
Yeah, like TikTok is one of the things it does for music is it brings it to people that might never have heard it. You know, I mean, I can remember it wasn't that long ago. Fleetwood Mac songs were popping up, you know, on TikTok and becoming a big thing again. You know, these are songs that are 30 something years old or more, 40 years old. Another one I just pulled up, Bad Company. Bad Company has been eligible since 2000.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, a lot of the AOR bands just get, I mean, Foreigner made it in. Maybe that'll open the door for some of these guys.
I hope it does.
I hope it does. I mean, I just can't imagine like Styx not being in or Boston.
Right.
And, you know, there's just things like that. It just drives you crazy. And then not to even mention, we're to the point now where the grunge bands that were so big are eligible and they're not getting anything. You know, Alice in Chains is on this list,
mm-hmm.
You know. So what do you think of grunge bands? Their influence was huge. And they took over a music scene. They just took it over overnight, seemingly. And it, you know, it was short lived, but you know, so was the 80s metal that we all like.
Oh yeah.
Doesn't mean it wasn't impactful.
Exactly. And it's very important and good to get those things in. So there's one band right now. Do you remember the band Redbone?
Maybe.
They had a song called Come and Get Your Love, came out in 1974.
Okay.
I'm not singing it, but you'll have to look it up. That song is one that is predominantly on TikTok like crazy right now. TikTok. That's really? What I'm calling it, TikTok. Yeah, that song, Come and Get Your Love, there's a lyric in it that's being used and all over TikTok. So I'm going to say it now. They will be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame next year.
There'll be a newfound popularity.
For Natalie just got it. That's exactly it. That's a Native American band.
Redbone.
Yeah.
Kind of like Blackfoot.
Right.
Yeah, here's Boston on this list. But yeah, and like you say, maybe these formats and these social media formats will start bringing this stuff around again. Even though I don't understand half the time what the hell the point of TikTok is.
It's fun.
I think that's about it. That's all it is. Blue Oyster Cult is not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Neither is Sammy Hagar.
He is in with Van Halen, correct?
Yeah.
If you remember, when they had the hall ceremony, Eddie wouldn't show up, Dave wouldn't show up, and Alex wouldn't show up. The two people that showed up were Sammy and Michael Anthony. Yeah. And they're like, we'll be here, we'll do it. But more cowbell.
My gosh.
But Sammy by himself, I don't know why. Why wouldn't he be in?
Lou just made a very good point. I'm going to pop this up, too.
He's right.
Guardians of the Galaxy absolutely did bring out a lot of the classics.
Yeah, and this goes back to soundtracks.
Yeah.
They had soundtracks that were great.
Yeah, and that's one of the things we were just talking about a few weeks ago were soundtracks. And some of those good ones, you know, that were so, you know, the Top Guns, the Shocker, you know, all the different ones that included metal and or just, you know, like Footloose that had all of these stars singing songs and putting out there like crazy. This is one bad thing about doing a live show when you're on video. You end up getting something in your eye. And hopefully I don't start crying because
you've got an issue with fruit flies in that house anyway.
Absolutely not. That was last year. I took care of that problem.
Okay. This one actually lists John Bon Jovi by himself, which is interesting.
Yeah, because I don't know. I mean, yeah, he did some solo stuff, Young Guns 2, but, you know, contributing to those soundtracks, but I don't know.
Phil Collins.
Styx.
Yeah.
Jane's Addiction.
They're okay. Now, see, that's a band that I would call an influence, right?
Sure. Ted Nugent, who will never get in.
Oh, probably not. Yeah. Probably not. But that's holding politics against him, and that's, I think, a bunch of bullshit. But because that guy has been all over the world playing Wango Tango for 40 years, you know.
Uriah Heep, Bad Company. I always kind of jump when I see Bryan Adams because I don't expect that.
Here's one they listed that was interesting, and I'm a big fan, but do you think The Cult would be someone that should be in? The Cult?
I don't know. Everybody that I think doesn't need to be in gets in, and the ones that I like don't, except for this year. But I don't know. I was never a Cult fan. It was never my scene.
I don't know. Sonic Temple is about as good as it gets for them. It's so good. Yeah. Top to bottom.
Living Color. There's a lot of people that talk about them, but I'm going to be honest with you. I know one song.
Two.
Two?
You know Glamour Boys, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Two. And it's nothing against them. They just weren't my thing. I mean, they're still being played now every daggone week. And you see CM Punk because he uses Cult Personality as his entrance theme.
Yes, and it makes them a lot of money.
Yeah.
Which I'm glad. I'm glad. That's the thing. I don't know how many records they have. I know they have more than one that we know of, you know. But does that mean that you're Rock and Roll Hall of Fame eligible? Because you had a really, really big hit.
I think you're eligible, but...
Well, yeah, yeah.
You've got to look at the other side of, you know, the influence. You know, you may be eligible based on the date, but I don't know if I've... Not that I've ever heard any artist say that, yeah, we were influenced by, you know, Living Color.
Well, I'm trying to think of the guitar player's name in that band. A lot of people like him.
Corey, is it? Not going to have to look that up.
Yeah, it's escaping me at the moment, but he gets props for a lot of influence. More so than the band.
Oh, Vernon Reid.
Yeah, Vernon Reid.
Yeah, duh.
And that's because of his guitar playing.
Sure.
And he's got a unique style. But, I mean, we're borderline, with that band, we're borderline one-hit wonder.
Yeah.
You know, they had two singles that had different degrees of success, but I wouldn't call them a one-hit wonder. I mean, I know two songs.
Yeah.
But, you know, someone like Blue Oyster Cult, they were around for 30 years. They're still around, I think. You know, so to me, longevity matters.
Oh, for sure. And
putting out, I can name several of their songs.
Yeah. But
like you said, as soon as we don't think someone's going to get in, you know, they're going to get in.
Exactly. I don't know if you have watched this video on the YouTubes, but, or not video, it's a trailer, movie trailer, for probably the most exciting movie that is supposed to come out this year. I'm going to see if I can pull up a picture. Just because I'm super stoked.
You're talking about the War for the Planet of the Apes, right? Or Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes.
Okay, the second most exciting movie of the year. I want to put this graphic up because
I'm talking about Deadpool and Wolverine.
I got to put this up. I should have had it. But, you know, I mean, it just doesn't get much better than that. Kathy jumped it. She knew. The newest trailer is out now all over the place. It's on the YouTubes. If you have children in the area while you're watching it, cover their ears. Unless you just don't give a shit, then don't. Super, super exciting. Pay attention to the Easter eggs that are in this trailer. There are a lot of things to watch. I watched it four times and caught something new every time.
Looking for Easter eggs is exhausting.
It is.
Just tell me what you want to tell me.
Some of them are legit in your face, though. Ant-Man's mask is in it. They're literally walking into it. They jump into a Doctor Strange portal. If you're a Marvel fan, you will get all of these things, and you'll pick up on it. I don't remember the name of the in Loki. There was the big cloud thing that was actually I don't know, but it's in there. I watched the trailer. It's great. It's funny. Yeah,
that movie's been a while in the making, like 3 years. We've heard about this movie.
Yeah. And we're getting it July 26th.
Right. And that's going to be the biggest one of the summer. I think I would guess. Wouldn't you think?
Yeah, easily.
I don't have a list in front of me.
I mean, I am stoked about the new Planet of the Apes movie. I like those. I think they're fun.
I think they're great.
But Deadpool 3 is, and the fact that they brought in Wolverine. It's not going to get any better than that.
Right. And this is I think there had to be a good reason for Hugh Jackman to want to do it again, because it's so much work for him to get in shape for it. But they gave him a reason, and that's being in this movie with Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, yeah. You know,
and the jokes he makes all through these movies about Wolverine.
Yeah.
You know, what is really cool, and I'm going to geek out a little bit, is that they're using the yellow and brown Wolverine suit.
Oh, yeah.
The original suit that he debuted in the comics, you know, when he was fighting Wendigo, it was early 80s, late 70s.
Yeah.
I had a copy of that. It's one of many things my brother has incorporated into his collection. And he will tell you it's his. It is not his. It's mine. I bought it. But anyway, I think that's really cool. They're using that costume.
Well, everybody's been clamoring for it. Everybody's been wanting it. And then sure enough, we get it. With Deadpool, of all times, you know, to get it.
Well, and was there a question that of whether we were even going to get another Deadpool movie?
Yeah, but I think it was all just a bunch of brouhaha.
Yeah, I don't think anything's off the table for any movie or any franchise if you get the right script, the right director, you know, the right people lined up, because actors are always wanting to go back to things that they're known for.
Right.
I mean, we waited how many years for the sequel to Top Gun?
Yeah, you exactly.
Know. And the right script came along, you know, and the right people. So
the right stuff.
I heard the other day we're getting another Spider-Man movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm excited about that. I thought we were not getting one because of superhero fatigue. But here's the thing. Here's my thing about superhero fatigue, because it's real, because I've been very apathetic to a lot of these movies that have been coming out, the constant stream of TV shows on Disney Plus that are Marvel related. A lot of the stuff is mediocre, but man, if you pick the right ones, Deadpool, Spider-Man, you know, you give me another good Thor movie, give me another good Batman movie, you know, I'm in for that stuff.
Yeah. And you know, Kathy's not wrong. She says, you know, what would be funny is if they made a new Beavis and Butthead with the characters of Saturday Night Live. Absolutely.
Yeah. I think that would be great if that was a recurring skit, at least. At least make that a recurring skit. Every few weeks, we get a little skit with that.
Or just a walk by. You know, a little cameo.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you know, that's some of the best things that Saturday Night Live has ever done, is when they have recurring skits. you know, Wayne's World was always something worth watching. I always got a kick out of Wayne's World.
Yeah.
And that's what that would be great. You know, something like that. But yeah, that was so good.
Yeah. So Molly Crew's back in the news. If you have, can I ban her? Yeah.
Do what?
Can I ban her?
Who?
Natalie.
Did she say Brian? What's she talking about Luke Bryan for?
I don't know.
I mean, Kathy's sitting here being relevant.
Oh, thanks, Wes. You jerk.
You know, but yeah, they're saying you look like Luke Bryan?
No, I look like Garth. I don't know. Okay. Yeah, she's referring to Beavis and Butthead and then referring to the picture from last week of Luke Bryan looking like.
Yes. Yeah. Thank God we're not picking on you.
Yeah. Yeah, because I was almost offended. Offended. Anyway, yeah. Hey, Molly Crew's back in the news. I'm moving away from Luke Bryan. Molly Crew's back in the news, and guess what?
What's that?
This Friday, they will release a brand new song, calling it the start of a brand new chapter, the impending release of their new song, Dogs of War. Will be the first piece of new music from the crew since Mick Mars stepped down in 2022. It's going to be released Friday, April 26th, and fans can pre-save the track now on all streaming platforms. In defense of Kathy, I don't have any clue what the plan is for a full release album, but it looks like right now they're only releasing this one track, Dogs of War. Kathy, you could very well be correct. In a promotional post on social media, Motley Crue shared an image of a post-apocalyptic setting inhabited by the band. They were depicted as four zombie-like figures standing on a long, straight stretch of road as smoke billows in the distance. The name of the track again is Dogs of War.
Okay.
And, yeah, it'll be released Friday. I mean, it's a cool picture. But, oh, my gosh. What is Wes on? What does he do? I'm putting that up. That's got to be up there.
I mean, I'm not going to tell you anything.
Right?
Make your own inferences there. But
yeah. I mean, it was either that or, you know, Mr. Bone. You know, whatever.
Do they have a new singer yet? You know, I don't think so. I think we're sticking with Vince. I'm sure we are. They are going to be on the Louder Than Life festival in Kentucky, this summer. They're headlining nights. I wonder, and you mentioned this briefly, but I wonder if it means like a whole record. Like we're getting a song, but Do we want a new record? I want one if it's good.
I do. Like you said, if it's good, I would almost take it if it wasn't good, just so I could laugh at it.
Well,
is that wrong? They just signed with Big Machine Records also, by the way.
So they've got a new record contract.
Motley Crue signed to Big Machine Records ahead of new single Dogs of War. Let me blaze through this real quick. The deal distinguishes a new chapter for the crew who have undergone major changes over the past couple of years with the addition of John 5. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, there's like nothing good on here.
Right, but if they've signed a new contract with a record company, they're going to pump out some new music, and I'm sure it'll sound great, but as the point in the chat is coming up, what's the concert going to sound like?
Right.
We've talked about this a lot with their last big tour they did. with Nick and the struggles of that, of Vince Neil. And I mean, I don't know if that's ever going to improve.
Yeah, I don't know. And if you're watching, you can see the, this is what was released. You can see them in their apocalyptic look. Nikki with a wooden leg. Vince kind of looks the same.
Oh my gosh. It's yeah. Very Mad Max.
Yeah. Very, very Mad Max. Very, Walking Dead. Dogs of War.
Better be heavy. It better be.
Absolutely. Yeah, if it's not, I'm going to be upset.
Yeah, and this is going to be a showcase for John 5.
Yeah.
Think about that. If they put out this song and then a record, it's going to be a showcase for John 5.
Yeah, let me look at something again. When did Vince Neil get that skinny?
Is that him right there in the front?
Yeah. No. Far right. The blonde one.
Yeah.
When did he get that skinny?
I mean, who took that photo and what'd they do to it?
Yeah. That, like Wes said, Atkins.
Yeah, the Atkins diet.
Yeah. But Kathy says it. She says, I would sound good in a studio. In real life, I can't sing a note. Who knows? It's the magic of the studio. We'll see.
And that's fine. I mean, I'm all for it if it's good, if it sounds good. And yeah. I would love for them to be more dedicated to their live stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Then some of the other stuff we heard, not just Vince struggling, but at least we always said Vince was at least singing, right?
Yeah.
But some of this other stuff that's come out where Nikki's not playing bass and, you know, hell, we didn't have Tommy Lee playing drums for a chunk of it because he was hurt, falling down steps and stuff.
Right.
So we'll see. We'll see.
Yep. I don't know if this is good news or if it's bad news, but we will not return for 2 weeks after tonight's episode. I will be on vacation next week. The week after, you're getting some kind of anal probe. No?
No.
Oh.
No, no.
Yeah.
Having a surgical procedure.
Yeah,
but not a
surgical procedure. So that's 2 weeks. We'll be back the third week.
Yep.
And then maybe not for another week.
Right.
Yeah. So I promise we'll get back onto a regular schedule. We just haven't found that yet, but you know, hey, we're still around. You guys know how to get in touch with us.
Yeah. And we do what we can.
You're having an enlargement of some sort.
No, no. I don't want anything enlarged.
Hair extensions.
It's hair plugs.
Whatever. It works. Just because the docs thought Ace had an extra belly button. Wes. Hey, Kathy, are you still in there? Just say something real quick. I know there's a little delay, but just chime in. Chime in. Come on, Kathy.
Come on. Are you still
Come
there?
Come on, Kathy. Okay. Well, I've given her time. Nope, that's Natalie. Anyway, big props. I want to give a big shout out, as the kids say, once again, to Music & More Records, of course. If you guys have noticed, if you're watching, the logo for Music & More Records is down below. We've put it up there this week. Just as a way to say thank you to Kathy for her unwavering support. She's done a lot to help us out and, you know, kind of point us in the right direction on some things. So we really appreciate her and wanted to at least, you know, throw that out for her. If you guys are looking for any of your LPs, records, whatever that's music related, please get with Kathy. Go to Music & More Records. Check her out on the Book of Face. Check her out on the Instagrams, whatever social media you can find. Or just shoot her a message. Find her. Shoot her a message. If she doesn't have it, she may know how to get it. So yeah, thank you, Kathy. Thank you, Music & More Records. I am TBT. That guy's Ace. We'll be back in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Taking 2 weeks off. We'll be back in 3. Can you take your hat off?
No, I can't.
Please?